This audio-guided workout is part of the Off to a Running Start training series, developed by certified running coach and ultramarathoner Jeanette Beninati and narrated by Andrea Toman. For more information, visit offtoarunningstart.com. Enjoy! Oh, and if you haven't been walking or running on a regular basis, please check with your doctor before starting this program. Welcome to your first speed work session of the program. Start walking and time your steps to the beat of the music to get the most out of this and every Off to a Running Start workout. This speed work session starts, as always, with a 5-minute warm-up walk, then transitions into a series of run-walk intervals and ends with a 5-minute cool-down walk. During each interval, you'll run fast for 30 seconds and then do a recovery walk for 1 minute. In this workout, you'll do 3 sets of intervals. Step. Make sure you step to the beat to ensure your cadence is up where it needs to be to get the most out of this session. Enjoy!
Step.
As we mentioned towards the end of the previous session, your weekly speed work sessions are a key component to help you meet your overall running goal. According to Runner's World, hard efforts followed by easy recovery can boost your speed and performance, as noted in a 2019 blog post titled "The Benefits of Interval Training." According to the post, there are a few good reasons why we turn to interval training to boost our speed and performance. It's efficient, it's rewarding, and it works. A major benefit of interval training is that you can see significant results in a short period of time, says Corinne Fitzgerald, certified personal trainer and coach at Mile High Run Club in New York City. And science backs up these claims. Interval training helped trail runners run 5.7% faster on a 3,000-meter track test in a Journal of Strength and Conditioning research study. Interval training can also improve your form. There's less room for error when you're running faster, Fitzgerald says. You naturally clean up your form to find every little bit of speed and energy you have left. Plus, the nature of interval training forces you to take a break before your form starts to break down. And if weight loss is one of your fitness goals, interval training can help tip the scale in your favor. In fact, interval training helped people lose 29% more weight than moderate steady state exercise, according to a British Journal of Sports Medicine review. And for today's workout, you're only going to have to run fast for a total of 90 seconds, 30 seconds at a time. The catch is that the running segments are faster than you may be used to, and the walking sections are slower to ensure you are able to fully recover before starting the next speed burst. So for now, relax, enjoy the final minutes of this warm-up walk, and we'll let you know when the running is about to begin. Okay, you'll walk for the first minute of this interval before the running portion starts. Remember, you'll be walking for 1 minute and running for 30 seconds, and then repeat it all over again 2 more times. Okay, your first running interval is about to start. When it does, make sure you are running to the beat with a deliberate arm swing, forward lean, and don't forget to push off the ground behind you as you sprint for 30 seconds. Start running now. Time to walk it out for 1 minute. Breathe deeply and try to recover before your next sprint. Here comes sprint number 2. And now you can walk. Here's your third and final sprint. Maintain proper form and really push off from the ground behind you. Let's go! Walk and recover. comes your 5-minute cool-down walk. Cooling down after a tough workout, such as the speed work session you just did, is critically important to your overall running success. According to the National Sports Medicine Institute of the United Kingdom, aside from bringing body temperature and heart rate down, the cool down helps the body dispose of waste products and toxins generated during exercise. The most well-known waste product is lactic acid. If this is allowed to build up in the body, it may cause stiffness and cramping the following day. An effective cool down will also help prevent dizziness, which can be caused by stopping an activity suddenly. And the cool down is as instrumental to the prevention of injury as the warm up. Stopping an activity without cooling down will contribute to a buildup of toxic substances and lactic acid, which will cause muscular pain and stiffness the day after. This can restrict movement and be very painful. Blood, which has been delivered to the muscles to facilitate quick contraction, will also build up if a cool down is not completed. This is commonly known as blood pooling. It is also important to take on fluids and top up energy reserves with a carbohydrate-rich meal after exercise. So, there you have it. More reasons to not only be proud of yourself for a great workout, but also for feeling good about enjoying a few more minutes of easy walking. Go ahead. You deserve it. You're halfway through your cool down walk. And just like that, we've reached the end of another workout. Keep running and walking to the beat.